Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Well, good evening, Christine Marie. How you doing?
Doing fabulous, girlfriend. Fabulous. And how are you doing?
Well, I am, I'm in flow tonight because tonight
it's
great. We usually are in the same home when we do this, our radio show. And it's so funny. We are experiencing major weather across the Midwest. And
with a capital W.
capital W. E. And so you're in one part of the Midwest. I'm about an hour east. And and we have an amazing guest on tonight, Linda Howe. And she is the author of the Akashic Records.
How to read the Akashic Records.
Thank you. Assessing the Archives of the Soul and Its Journey. And I know her area code, and she's in the Midwest. It's going to be a wild ride, everyone, so please bear with us. And if by chance I drop off, Christine's on, and Christine and Linda will have a good chat. And if Linda drops off, you and I are up to talking Akashic Records tonight because, wow, what a fascinating topic, huh?
I know. I mean, listen, we're going to talk about this topic come hell or high water because this is like...
It might be high water.
It is going to be high water. Come on. We're talking about weather with a capital W, and we're talking about Linda with a capital L, and we're talking about Akashic Records with a capital A. I mean, this is cool stuff. And I know, hello, Kelly. Hello, Brenda. I know that there's some ladies out there who are going to be, like, listening, with their phones to their ears, their heads to the computer, because they are insane about this topic. So we're so lucky to have her. I mean, she's a fabulous guest. I know I'm singing her praises, but I've heard her, interview before, and she's like, she knows what she knows. I mean, girlfriend, she knows her subject,
Yes, and if you've never heard of these records before, don't worry about the Akashic Records.
Yes.
Don't worry about it because you're going to get a good definition of it tonight and get a better understanding of what it is. And it really is about, I love how she talks about, I'm here to assist people in getting more connected with their soul's journey. And I think that was on her website, lindahowe.com. And I had that on the chat room, and we'll talk more about her website because there's a lot of information there on her website. And her book is amazing and fun. And there's some quizzes in there.
I have one complaint about her book. There's so much information, but the print is too small for me. I have to, I have like my little 1.25 reading glasses. I have to use Normano's glasses to read it because it's just jam-packed,
Well, maybe you could go to the Akashic Records and ask for a bigger print version. Is that possible?
We'll have to talk about our experience with her, the Akashic Records, how mine was so different than yours. But anyway, let's explain a little bit who we are before we bring on our guests. And Julie, you're going to be manning the chat room tonight. You're manning the computer way down where you are. And it's so different to have you be away from me, sweetheart.
It is. And I feel, I just want to say right now, I'm going to put a violet, a lot of protection around all of us in the Midwest and around you, Christine, around me, and around Linda right now. And feel protected and know that we're going with the flow. And, you know, we're shaking things up, that's for sure. We're shaking things up.
That's right. The divine feminine is shaking things up. You know, like, you know, how James Bond likes things, likes his martini shaken, not stirred.
exactly.
Earth is shaking and stirring everything right now.
Ooh. Exactly. But, yeah, let's talk about who we are. We're Christy, Marie, and Julie. We're certified law of attraction coaches. We're also mother-daughters, mother-daughter co-host, radio co-hosts. And
I'm the mom. I'm the mom.
You also have your master's degree in counseling. You're also a certified prosperity guide and intuitive. And that's cool because in the book it talks about what's the difference in being intuitive and accessing the Akashic Records. So I'm going to ask that question.
And it's such a great question because there is a difference.
Yes, yes.
And if you are an intuitive or if you have that kind of bent, you can really tell the difference between being. And I'm not even sure if we're saying, is it Akashic, is it Akashic? Who knows? We're going to ask Linda. But there is a difference, and it's a big difference, actually, quite actually, when you really experience it.
Yes. And you can find out more about us at ChristyMarieAndJulie.com. And I just want to really quick just shout out our free coaching program that we're starting in 2 weeks, so a week and a half from now.
Yes.
What we're doing, we have a free ebook, and it's 21 days to manifesting your 3 big dreams. And it's really about 21 days of getting in alignment with what you really desire. And Christy and I really wanted to offer a free coaching program to go along with that so that we can really start manifesting in the last 6 months of this year and not lose focus on what we really desire. So you can find out more about that at ChristyMarieAndJulie.com/21 days. And I'll put that in the chat room too. But, hey, I say, girlfriend, if you want to, let's bring on Linda right now. Would you like to?
Are you kidding me? I sure do.
Hold on 1 second. Linda, are you there? Not yet. Hold on.
Yeah, for me?
Hi, Linda. Yes,
hello.
I can hear you. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Oh, perfectly. Perfectly. You're coming in loud and clear. Has the weather hit you yet?
Do you know what? We are just, it's all about weather. That's all it is. That's all we have. That's all that's left after it blew through today. It's only weather. And but you know what is really wonderful is that where I'm at, across the street, there's no power. But where I'm at, I'm here in this building. The electricity's on. The phone works. I mean,
yay,
we are cooking. I thought, well, isn't this fabulous, right?
Yes, it's wonderful.
That's
it's wonderful.
That's exactly what we had to do. I mean, we didn't have power. We didn't have computer. And so Julie has a store in DeKalb. And so she goes, I'm going to just run to the store. And hopefully I have my computer there. And so we usually do the show from our home together. She's in one part of the house, and I'm in another. But she's at her store. And look at this. We're doing it, girlfriends. We're doing it.
Yes.
This is great.
It is
great. Mm-hmm. We are the light in the middle of the storm today.
We all are. And I want to say right now, thank you to our chat room for cooking and chatting. We're going to get all about. And if you have questions, you know, feel free. I know, Linda, do you feel open to answering questions? I know we're not doing any readings tonight because you're going to talk more about that. That's really a personal thing. But do you feel open to answering questions live about the Akashic Records?
Oh,
would you
of course.
Wonderful.
Yes. I'm happy
and
to
also,
answer people's questions.
Right. And also they can ask it in, you know, ask the questions on the chat room too. Julie,
definitely.
Well.
I'd ask in the chat room and you can do it personally or privately or just right in the chat room. I'll be on it all evening. And, you know, first of all, Christy and I love your book. We've been playing with the Akashic Records. And, Mom, can you please tell her your experience with your dream after accessing the Akashic Records or saying
the prayer? Okay. Are you talking about the pirates?
Yes, I'm talking about the pirates.
Ooh. Okay, so I want to hear this.
Well, just it's, you know, several weeks ago when I was, you know, reading the book and everything, and I was reading the book right before I fell asleep, and so I, you know, I did the prayer and everything, and I just, you know, kind of let it go because I'm intuitive, so I just let it be, and I'm just going to see. Huh. And then like 3 nights in a row, I don't know if it was a dream or whatever, but it was like pirates, being on the ships and doing it. And I'm like, Julie, I'm wondering if I'm, having some kind of past life thing, you know. But so that was my experience for like 3 nights in a row. But then we started more formally, you know, getting into the. Are we saying it right, Linda? Akashic or is it Akashic?
Well, do you know what? It really is. I say Akashic, but see, I think it depends on where you're from.
right. Yeah.
But Akashic is fine. See,
right.
And yes. So you're doing just yes. It's perfect.
Okay. Good. and so then when we were doing it more formally, my experience was to go to like this sort of like a crystal cavern. I mean, it felt very I don't know, kind of otherworldly. But that's where my experience, I felt really comfortable. And Julie, when we were doing Julie, yours was more like a library, wasn't it, sweetheart?
Yes. It was definitely a beautiful library and books tall. And, you know, I felt my Lord's, the Akashic Records come to me in a form. But I'm going to ask you right away, what is the Akashic Records for people? People are going, well, I've never heard of the records. What is that?
Okay. Here's what. And do you know what? I love to hear about your experiences because what you're really, just listening to you guys talk, really brings home two very, very important points. And the first is this, that you are just, you're people, I mean, we're all just people, right? But you're people who have used this book, you read the book, you followed the directions, and you have each had an experience, a conscious, responsible experience of your own record.
Yes.
In a way that is really meaningful for you. See, it's, do you know, Julie, you didn't get this crystal place, right? And Christine Marie, you didn't get the library.
Right.
Everybody gets it in a way that is really ideal for who they are. And that's one of the, I believe in this work, this is really key. So that anybody who's listening, I mean, what you really want to know is that whatever is the best way for you is exactly what's going to be revealed. And it's fascinating. But what the record is, the Akashic Record is a soul level dimension of consciousness. Okay? It's a soul-level dimension of consciousness that contains a vibrational record of every soul and their journey through time. Okay?
Lovely.
It's about the human journey. Now, what's very interesting to me is that there are two parts to everyone's record. There's the fixed, you know, the fixed, it's stable, it's not changing, it's the same. Okay, there's the fixed part, and then there's the part that grows and changes. And let me tell you how this works. This is so cool. The fixed part is like the DNA of your soul. It's the pattern. It's like the thumbprint, maybe, or the soul print. It's the essential blueprint of who you are as a soul, who you are, and who you are becoming through time and space. Through the human journey. This is, and it's really, it's very exciting. So we have this, like, the blueprint of who we are. And then what goes along with that, it's like a catalog, really, of the lifetimes we live through which we come to know, for ourselves, really, we come to know the truth about who we are. We come to recognize that soul-level pattern. We become able to identify that within ourselves, but the most exciting, okay, is that we start to live it. We grow into it. See, we always are who we are. I mean, you know, the best of who we are lives within. The great challenge is first and foremost to become aware of that, and second of all, to begin to live in that truth, to take action that's congruent with the truth of who we are. And, you know, for most of us, you know, this takes many lifetimes, right?
Right.
Because, I mean, it's how it's the game. It's all right. But that, does that make sense to you?
It does.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
what
yeah.
I call it would be, from our language, would be in alignment. Being aligned with who you are, and I love the fact that you do a lot of soul work, because in my perception of the soul, and it's like this, my soul and my higher self, and I'm learning to, I'm deepening my understanding of all this so I can be more in alignment with my higher self, my soul's journey and purpose in life. So that's kind of how I'm hearing it a little bit.
Well, this is, okay, so this is good because, see, when we work in the record, what we're doing is we are making a conscious connection with our own soul. So that, like you say, see, the alignment is vital. It's critical. But see, in order to experience the alignment, I mean, we need to be aware of it. And as we're aware of it, do you know, with awareness, you notice when you're out of line, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if
yeah.
you're half asleep, you don't know. You're like, oh, maybe this is the best I can hope for, right? The old idea, let's keep our heads down, our mouths shut, and put up with what we get, right?
Yeah, right.
And hope life passes us quickly. But see, the new understanding is, wait a second here. Every one of us has a soul. Every one of us is a soul. We really are spiritual beings walking around. And the challenge is, can I be aware of the truth of who I am while I'm living my ordinary life? And the records are like a bridge. They're really a bridge of light through which we can come into conscious, responsible, deliberate relationship with our own soul so that these things, I mean, you guys are real masterful in dealing with alignment and intention and the direction of energy, the direction of our consciousness. And that is, I mean, that is like, so, I mean, it is imperative, right, at this point in time.
Right.
Imperative. And see, working in the records brings us into a more conscious relationship with ourselves so that then we know, you know, really what are the purposes of my soul in this lifetime? What are my deepest intentions and desires? What's stirring for my highest good? See, it's a way to move into a greater awareness of what's already there. Because you know from working with intention, you know, I think it's very interesting, is that with intention, you know, we have this whole layer of things we think are our intentions. You know, and then when they don't work out, we're upset. But the thing is that we find out that sometimes there are deeper intentions. And that's what the records can help us to realize those things a little more quickly.
That makes very fascinating because today Christine helped me and I kind of helped her access the Akashic records for ourselves and had a question, and in your book you really go into detail on how to do that, and you have a lovely prayer on how to open the Akashic records. And you know, a lot of people in our chat room, and you know, they already meditate, so you can get in that quiet place and go there. And it's good to work with a partner, I felt, to kind of help me, because I was already in a meditative state a little bit, and I needed a little help with the prayer and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a different answer for a question that I have been working with for quite a while. I would say, you know, almost 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer came out of the blue. I mean, it was a different feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I thought it was lovely because it came back like I can be braver, and everything doesn't have to just be shut. You know, nothing has to change except that I can still be braver and maybe speak my mind or get my just be the light in my own life.
And I thought that you had kind of came from a higher perspective. And
exactly.
One of the things that I helped, I said, you know, now, Jules, which being is stepping forward? Is it a master or a lord, you know, a teacher or a loved one? And she, you know, she was quiet and she said, a teacher has stepped forward. So she could actually specify, you know, who came forward for her, which was great.
And what would you think the differences are? If somebody was going, okay, what does that mean? You know, when you take your initial journey to the Akashic Records, how was it for you? And how did you know about the different beings of knowledge that are there? How did that all work for you? I know, there's a big question. You can write
We got a couple of big questions. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'll tell you what. In my journey, a couple of very, of course, for me, you know, we all have like our ordinary story. You know, we live our lives and we do our stuff and like this. But underneath, I mean, those of us who are on the path are more aware of this, that there are some really driving questions that are governing, that are leading us, that are prompting us to really search out greater truths. And
yes.
I know in my experience, but you know, I was really all about, I found in my life that knowledge was great. You know, knowledge was always wonderful, but self-knowledge is terrific, but it didn't always make the cut. Do you know, it's like I could figure mm-hmm. things out. I could reason mm-hmm. things out with my friends, and we would talk things over, and just ordinary life stuff. Do you know, everything from
yeah.
relationships to health to whatever. But I came to a point in my life where I realized that knowledge was great, but it wasn't enough, that there had to be a way to access more of a divine state. Power was
really?
what I needed, like, and a higher power, not a troublemaking power, a better power, right? I'm like, please. And you know what happened in my early 20s? I had this, I mean, it was for me a very remarkable spiritual experience, and in this one moment in time, I got it. That we're all one. I mean, I got it. Like, I'm looking out the window, and I can feel my relationship to this tree. I have to tell you something. This is over 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still, every time I think of it, I get goosebumps. Because I think, what, in that moment,
mm-hmm.
I realized, really, that all that stuff I had learned as a kid growing up, you know, oh, we're all God's children. Those are lovely ideas. But when it actually moved into my heart, I was like, oh, this is real. I mean, all these nice things we've been saying to each other, and I mean, this is all true. Anyway, it blew my mind. And then in my travels, you know, I thought, well, whatever this is, I must have this. I did not want to live a life on the surface anymore. It wasn't enough. And so the search was on. I mean, you know, I'm certainly so fortunate to be able to have pursued, I mean, all kinds of, you know, religions and self-help and explorations and this and that. But what I was looking for was and this was my prayer. I was like, you know, God, there has to be a way to be in the state of love and power and wisdom.
Mm.
Because any one of them on their own, I mean, it's certainly nice, right? It is. It's good. A little wisdom is always good. A little love, always wonderful. But, boy, you put those three together,
mm-hmm.
and it really is the space of the divine.
Yes, yes.
And it is the space of the divine. And so my prayer was, please help me there has to be a way to do this. Anyway, so I took a class from someone in 1994. I went for this weekend class. I have to tell you something. The woman who taught it, very lovely woman, was so esoteric. I didn't know what she was talking about. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other thing I knew, I'll tell you the other thing. I'm sitting in this class, and I thought, well, she's really holy, and I'm not, so this isn't going to work, because I'm just, you know, myself. I'm like, oh, boy, what am I doing here? Anyway, but what happened was that I did get into the records, and again, I work in the sacred prayer tradition, and in this, we use a prayer, and there's a patterning of the words, and you know from this pathway prayer, there's a rhythm to it. And and what happens is it enables, it holds the mind. I'll tell you what happens. It occupies the mind so that the spirit can kind of go free.
Absolutely.
That's what
right.
happens. But it anchors you. I mean, the idea with the records is not like we're going to escape ordinary life. You know, this isn't like, oh, the spaceship is coming, we're out of here. No. This is more like, okay, listen, we're going to say this prayer. It will help me to be conscious of the soul level truth of my own being, the
mm-hmm.
soul level truth of the being of other people, and the soul level reality of life, life itself.
Mm-hmm.
And from that place, ordinary life is really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's so cool.
Yeah. So I started working with this. I started reading the records, my own and other people, in 1994. And then I started teaching in 96. And I don't know, all of a sudden I noticed it's 2010. I'm like, what happened? You know, I'm like, wait a minute here. I'm in a time warp. But I've been working in the records ever since. And do you know what happened, too? This is very cool. Is that I realized very early on, you know, the people who come to me, they're very with it. They know what's going on. They're people, I mean, they're wonderful. I love the people who come to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the thing I noticed was that they're coming to me for readings. And listen, I know there are times when it is absolutely appropriate for us to go to someone else and get some help. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're here to help each other.
Right.
But there are other times people would come in. I'm like, why are you? You could do this for yourself. And after really, you know, a lot of prayer and reflection, I did begin teaching people, because here's the thing: this is your soul. You are absolutely entitled to have more conscious awareness, more conscious access to your soul. Now, I know this is a relatively new idea. You know, my grandmother did not think, oh, I'm entitled to conscious awareness of my soul. My grandmother was not thinking that. She was thinking, first of all, she thought her soul might be a scary place, and then after that, she was sure she didn't deserve it. But, you know, I mean, here we are. I mean, this is, we are really at the foothills of really one of the most glorious spiritual times.
I know
history.
We are. Yes, we are.
Yeah. So, and this is part of that. This is part of that. So.
I can remember as a little kid in Catholic school, there was a picture on my catechism book of a soul. And, like, I think maybe it was three. Like, here was your soul when it was all clean and shiny. And then, oh, there are some little venial sins, and it was kind of a shady soul. And then all of a sudden, you know, if you skip Mass or something, it was a dark soul, you know. And so you did. You kind of were like, oh, my soul, it's kind of scary, you know.
Well,
the idea that, that, you know, we just, that the soul is really... not only it nourishes us, it's part of our well-being. It enlightens us, and I mean, Julie and I, for example, you know, people always ask us, like, how do you guys have such a great relationship, you know? And
uh-huh.
we really, for many years, we really didn't have an answer. We were just like, well, I don't know, we're just lucky. You know, but then we're really now, just in the last year or so, really starting to be aware that there's some soul stuff going on here. There's, you know, that's greater than the both of us, and that why we're together like this, you know. But it's very interesting, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, do you know, you bring up a couple of very interesting things, and one is this business of the old idea that who we are at the core of our being, the old idea was that our innermost self or our soul was bad or corrupt.
Yes.
And this is the first time in human history, in any history, but it's the first time that we as, that humanity is free from this idea. We no longer, that's what the New Age is. The New Age is that we are no longer victims of the old ideas, the misunderstandings of traditional religions and philosophies that led us to believe, yeah, that we were bad. It's scandalous. And it's actually quite wonderful. Now, when you look too then at, and that's what we see in the records. See, and the that the soul is, and the journey, our the human journey, is about coming to know our own goodness, no matter what. No matter what we do, no matter what we don't do. See, and the records are governed. The governing principles of the records, there are three. Fear not, judge not, and resist not. So the culture, the atmosphere of the record is this unconditional love and respect. So one of the ways you know you're in the records is there's no ridicule. Do you know, it's not like you meet up with some spirit guide who's kind of slap happy and makes fun of you. If you're doing that, you're not in the records. I don't know where you are, but I'd fire that guy. I'd stay away from him. But see, that's what, so the records are really governed by this. So it's very, very exciting. So we see, too, like in the situation between the two of you, that, yes, we do have our relationships with one another. Listen, we've all had a gazillion years of therapy. Our relationships with people don't make sense. They don't. I mean, we love these, you know, we love people and they're not perfect and they love us and we're really not perfect. And it's just kind of like, oh, wait a second here. But there really is. I mean, you bring up such a wonderful point that the soul level connections that we have, that we really are indeed working together. And that is, and it's one thing to be working together. I mean, like you knew for years, you're like, oh, maybe we're just lucky.
Yeah.
That's one level of awareness. That's a good idea.
Right.
But the truth is, when you really wake up to this, and you, I mean, you already get this, right? Like, oh, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
We're really together because our souls are joined on this mission. I mean, it's like to be soul-level task companions.
Yes.
How beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful.
It really is, and we cherish it. And, I mean, now that we have really kind of have a deeper understanding, I mean, I just want everybody to have it. You know, I just, and I think it's feasible when you get to work at that soul level. You know, you don't have to work at the personality level in some sense. You get to work at that soul level with your other people, you know what I'm trying to say?
I
just to bring up this point, and I'm probably off task, but, you know, we see, like, in, you know, in the papers and stuff or on the news, like, you know, remember Brittany Murphy, how she passed away and then her husband passed away, like, shortly after
How about
that?
It?
Like, yeah, I mean, don't you feel like there's just something that we you know, didn't have a name for, you know, years ago, but kind of like now we do. You know, kind of like I'm seeing this and, like, some of these relationships and that they really didn't quite make sense on the surface, but, boy, now you see this stuff. And I was listening to someone talk the other day, and there's a term called twin flame, right? But she was saying that I think our definition of what it is really kind of crazy. She was actually going into that, hey, that there's this element out there that you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, a romantic partner that's your twin flame, that there's this sort of soul connection, deep soul connection that goes beyond any gender, you know. And
oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, see, and this is where, like in the case, I mean, you two are a brilliant example of this, of being task companions. You have a shared soul purpose. It's like your soul purposes overlap, right?
Right.
And this is what, and by the way, you happen to be mother-daughter, right? But this
right.
is, and chances are, you know, we've been together. We've been together a long time, right?
Right.
And we have the opportunity, from the record's point of view, what we see is that we have the opportunity to be with certain people so that we can actually learn isn't really the right word. It's really to come to realize how much we love ourselves. And them. See, it's very easy to love ourselves when everybody's nice to us.
Exactly.
And when, you know, when everything's going our way, we're like, hey, that works for me. But, you know, sometimes we have people, you know, they're very difficult. I mean, we have really, you know, we have relationships sometimes that are all 90-degree angles. And you just think, oh, my God, what is up here? I must get away. And yet we find ourselves drawn to people who can be challenging. And this is really because we are developing, we are growing, we are developing, and we are challenging ourselves to know the truth of our own goodness, even, you know, whether things go our way or they don't go our way, whether relationships are easy or hard. So, you know, it's almost like a tapestry, you know, these relationships that we have with people. And there's so many different ways that we're connected. We have familial connections. You know, in the records we see these ancestral connections.
Yes, yes.
And the influence that has on us, it's like, oh, my God. You know, it's not just genetic. You know, you don't just have, you know, you just don't have your grandmother's blue eyes. You really have inherited all this stuff from these people.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have
and
the belief
the
that
book,
money can grow on trees.
It's a great belief, actually.
Yeah, it's a great belief. I love that.
I like that belief. I'll take that one.
You know, I just wanted to ask you a question. I had some people ask, how do I begin, you know, going to the Akashic Records? And if you're a newbie to this, you know, can you give
a book.
Yeah, buy the book because the book is fascinating.
Buy the book.
Yes, I know you can get it on Amazon.com. And I don't know if
we get ours.
Yep, and it's How to Read the Akashic Records, Accessing the Archive of the Soul and Its Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you, like right now, like tonight, to get a little tidbit to someone, tease them a little bit, how would you start? And really, as you go deeper and deeper, because like with any kind of practice, and this is what I kind of call this a practice of mine now, going into the Akashic Records, it's sort of like my light body meditation. I'm just a newbie, and I'm starting to go deeper and deeper into this. But, you know, how can we use it in our regular everyday life? You know, how do we use that?
So here's what I want to say. First of all, the book is written. I mean, really the purpose of this book, I wrote this book because I want it to be easy, because the truth is, there's no reason. You know, it's simple. Our relationship that we have with our own soul is simple.
Yes.
Okay. So let's not make it any more complicated than it is. Okay. Now, in the book, there are very clear instructions. But see, I know that some people can learn by reading. You know, and other people learn better by listening. And so I have an audio set, same title, where I guide you through it. It's like I say, now do this, now say this, now, you know, like I will, it's like I take you by the hand and I walk you through this so that you can have the experiences. Because it can be, if you're using the book, I do think that it's wonderful to have, if you have a friend who can help you and you guys can work together.
Right.
That's wonderful. But here's the thing. The book is it's easy. It's easy to read. And what you want to do is just follow the directions.
Yes.
But I mean that. I'm very serious. Like, just do what it says. It'll be okay. And the other thing is that I do have okay. Now here's the other very, very important part. When you begin, you want to give yourself a chance. You want to follow the directions, and you need to give yourself a chance, okay? Because what happens, especially if you're very sophisticated, this is kind of a problem. People who are very good, like they're like Reiki masters, and they're very sophisticated in so many other disciplines. Yes, I mean they're great intuitives. They're like brilliant clairvoyants, and they get into the records, and the first time they're in, they're like, well, I can feel the energy, but it wasn't that exciting. But, you know, a couple of weeks later, but, you know, it's like, wait a second. It's like if you walk into a new house, right, you step into the hallway of a mansion. Sometimes you have to stand in the hall and really get a sense of this place before you start moving around. And so that's why, and I loved it. You know, Julie, you talked about it as a practice. That's actually how this work is being, that's how I'm presenting this,
mm-hmm.
that it
should,
is
yes.
a viable spiritual practice.
Yes.
See, the records traditionally were all about, you know, it was just for like mystics and saints and not for people like us who need a spiritual practice. This is a way, but if you do it every day, for, I don't know, 3 weeks, 30 days. It's nice to know in advance, I'm going to do this every day for 3 weeks, or I'll do it every day for 30 days, you know, so that you have, you make it deliberate, conscious, responsible, deliberate. I'm going to do this once a day for the next 30 days for 15 minutes. And I promise you, at the end of the 30 days, you will have made tremendous progress. But here's the other thing that's very cool. It's very helpful. Like if you go into the records, you ask a question. You're like, you know, how can – I have a teenage son, so I ask a lot about how can I be a better parent. big on my list right now. Okay, you know, we're in the driver's license, you know, journey. But anyway, the ultimate spiritual walk. But anyway, but here's the thing. So I ask, how can I – you know, I really want to be a good parent and do my best. So I ask this and I write it down. Now, what's interesting is when we're in the record, so much of the insight that comes, it seems like, well, what's the big deal? That's obvious, right?
Right.
But if I write it down and just write it down and go back to it maybe in a week. A week later, I look at it and I'm like, oh, my God, that was really good. That was really great. That was so helpful. But when we're close to it, sometimes we can't tell.
Correct.
So it's
yes.
a good idea to journal. You know, write these things down. It's not sensational. Okay, your eyes are not going to roll back in your head. You're not going to speak in a funny accent. Do you know what I'm saying? You're not going to feel like your hair burst into flames. It's because it's very natural to who you are.
Yes. And I think that's a great point because I can only, like I said, I'm just starting on this journey and this practice, and I can only relate this to Christy and I have been doing our a practice of meditation called Light Body. And it's a meditative practice, and what you're doing is really, it's like shock, you know, you're developing your energy centers and so forth. They're a little different than the chakras, but your focus is getting more and more exact, and it's really interesting. But from where I'm at now, and I started this maybe 8 months ago, it's a whole other ballpark.
Right.
Things I experienced, and I would never have thought I would be here. And so in the beginning, I didn't have the emotional flow. And I think people who get that, well, maybe who starts out meditating, they understand that. When you first start out with meditation or any kind of practice, you don't have that initial emotional flow. We have all the thoughts of the day come in and come out. You know, we're like, I couldn't access the Akashic Records of my life depending on it because I'm still worth paying my mortgage this month.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple weeks later, you know, you're in there, you're in there for maybe more than 5 minutes. And you go, wow, I got a little bit deeper. And, I mean, I'm looking forward to that point because I can tell that it's coming because I've experienced it with light body meditations. And so I'm looking forward to getting to know the Lords of the Akashic Records and the teachers because I haven't met a master yet. And
you probably won't.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, here's the idea.
Okay.
The masters, teachers, and loved ones, they really are, their job is to work with you so that they don't reveal themselves as personalities. Do you understand?
Correct.
It's different than like spirit guides. Different than spirit guides, different than angels. Where, you know, everybody's got they've got great personalities and they have great jobs and we're clear about what they are. What happens in the records is this, that the energy, it's as if they work as a group and they come together and they transmit, coming down in through your eighth chakra, right, they transmit the energy first and the information second. Now, you may actually be very aware of like a teacher, a certain sense of a teacher. Mm-hmm. But this teacher, the teachers don't come up to you and say, hey, listen, I'm your teacher. I'm here to help you. That isn't how it's much more that you find yourself, you know, if you have a certain issue, that it's as if the group is working together. Because the idea here is this. The idea is that you become developed, not that you are leaning on them. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a subtle difference. So that they do not want us to be like little children dependent on them. They want almost like to transmit the energy, the wisdom, the love, and the power to us so that we can actually step forward in our lives. You used the word brave earlier tonight, but to really step forward as the people we are designed to be, that we can live in that truth, and they will back us up.
That feels good. Because I know when I access the higher realms and I can feel the guides there and the angels there. And, you get information, but mostly, like you say, you feel supported. And like someone has your back. And what a nice experience to go through life with.
Isn't that great? It is great. It is great. Because that really is, I mean, what makes a difference for us as people is, you know, when I have an awareness that I'm loved and cared for and accepted and respected, you know, I can do anything.
Yes.
But when I feel like, somebody's like, oh, Linda, you made that mistake again, and it's so critical, and oh, my goodness, then it's like it drains the, you know, a critical criticism just drains the power away, right?
Right.
And so really the idea here is that within the context, within, it's like a sanctuary of this, it's an energetic crucible through which we can become our best selves.
Yes. Oh, that's great. And I just want to take a quick break real quick. Linda, just have a drink of water for a second. I just want to say anybody can go learn more about Linda Howe at her website, www.lindahowe.com. I'm going to have it on the chat room several times. And, you know, her book is How to Read the Akashic Records, Assessing the Archive of the Soul and Its Journey. And you can get it at Amazon.com. Great place. I love Amazon. I'm loving it more and more. And it's a wonderful book that Christine and I are reading and enjoying every moment. And it has really great step-by-step guide to it. And if you can find someone that wants to do this journey with you, it would be wonderful to have someone to support you and help you out with some of the tips and the meditations and so forth.
And it's Linda Howe, Howe, and she should actually say Howe, Howe, to read the Akashic Records.
There you go. We just changed your title. It's Howe,
Howe, to read the Akashic Records. I'm there. It's great.
And I love your website. It's just a beautiful website. It has a great energy behind it. And
okay,
so I just wanted to share that with you. And I also want to share it very real quick because, Linda, I want to ask you about the 2012 year because it's on people's minds. And some people are having anxiety about it and some people are having, you know, excitement about it. But first I want to just say to everybody that Christine Marie and I, we have our free ebook, 21 Days to Manifesting Your Three Big Dreams. And we wanted to have something to offer to people, and we're having a free coaching program based on that great ebook. And so
it's going to be 3 days in a row.
3 days in a row. It's going to be 11 a.m. Central Time, but you can also get the recordings. And what we want to do is just really kick off the last 6 months of this year, because sometimes in the summertime we kind of get, you know, the heat comes in and things kind of, our focus kind of changes. And, you know, we just want to say, hey, we're worth it. We're worth the time. We're worth our dreams, and we're worth our lives and our higher purpose. So we invite you there, and I'll put that up
and
there.
I, and, could do that. Because, I mean, and even like Linda said, you know, not all of us have the same dreams, the same desires. That's what makes us unique. That's what gives us our special blueprint and our soul's blueprint. So, you know, don't say, oh, my dreams and desires are not worth it. That's the very soul of your being, your essence. So let's give it a shot. What days are those, girlfriend?
The 29th, 30th, and the 1st of July.
Okay.
So it's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And
sign up.
Sign up there at christinemarieandjulie.com/21days. And there's also a link on that page for our free ebook as well. But it's going to be really exciting. So Linda, and this hour, somebody just said, wow, that hour, this hour has gone by fast. And I agree.
It's really fun talking to you guys.
And then you know you're in that realm, you know, where time
is. In the zone.
So talk to me about 2012. What can we, and can we individually all go into the Akashic Records to find out how our 2012 is going to be for us?
Well, of course.
Good.
Of course. That's the idea here. This is a resource. It's a spiritual resource made available to us at this point in history to really help us.
Yes.
Because we are navigating very unpredictable times.
Yes.
And it's so, what we see in the records is that this is a time wherein we can no longer put our dependence or our reliance on things outside of ourselves, whether it's governments, whether it's corporations, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, you know, religions, institutions, any of this. This is the point in time where we wake up, and the, really what we have in the 2012 is we are being, you know, it's a little easier for some of us than others, and that's it, but if we are being shaken from our false dependencies.
Yes.
And we are, the opportunity of 2012 is that we move from being very self-reliant and human-reliant to being divine-reliant.
Yay!
We are not being, right? That's the point of this.
I love it.
It's not about being attached to or dependent upon some, you know, the old God, right? The old God idea. Because,
right.
I mean, that idea has gotten us into a lot of trouble. But it really is about finding the light of our own soul and using that as the beacon. And this is where the record comes in. Working in the record enables us to have a more conscious. Everybody's a little conscious. I mean, we're all conscious up to our level of ability, but this gives us a way to be more conscious, deliberate, and responsible than ever before.
Linda, do you remember like in the 80s? I mean, we all had to be so self-sufficient, or even the 70s. I don't know. It's like,
oh, my God, it's exhausting. And, you know, we didn't do such a great job.
No. It was like, oh, we got to do it ourselves, you know, and all this stuff. And I love how the divine has come in and just said, you know, it's a collaborative universe. It doesn't have to be this difficult. We can do this together. And we invite, I mean, anytime Julie and I have a coaching group or anything, we always open up a sacred space to invite the divine in so that we partner with it. And I think that's exactly what we do in 2012.
That is. I mean, that's what this is about because, see, because life itself, I mean, the human experience, the earth plane, listen, it's already up for grabs out there. I mean, we've had Haiti. We've had this oil spill. I mean, this is like the planet is saying, listen, this is not about one group of people. It's not about the leadership of one man. It's not about the leadership of one country. See, because the only way we can, I want to say make the transit, is by working together. It is, see, the call of the universal soul is that we come to know that we're all one.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now learning this through crisis. I mean, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is, you see. It's like this oil business, this problem with the oil. Do you know, the only way this is going to get worked out is if internationally we come together. I mean, that's the only way. The issues with the environment, the issue with the food supply and poverty and health and everything is like our alliances are no longer national boundaries are no longer, they don't hold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting because even our old familial and tribal connections, they're all falling apart. I mean, our relationships now are based on our awareness of our connection. You know, we have these groups of consciousness. These are our, the relatives of the future. It's your family of consciousness.
You bet.
Right.
You bet.
I mean, this
is interesting.
Like, whoa, very different.
I know. And I'm going to tell you, this is, like, Julie and I started, like, in October to do this little 20-minute call every Thursday at noon, and it was just called Aligning with the Energy of Unexpected Financial Windfalls, you know. That's what people were asking us for, and so we started doing this. And now this is turned into, and we just thought, you know, we'd get a few handful of people. But, Linda, we have people all over the globe that tune in at noon on Thursday. I mean, the Netherlands, Spain, Italy, New Zealand,
Australia,
on and
exactly.
on. And when we're all in that consciousness of energy, we energetically join hands. I mean, the power is palpable.
Yeah.
I can feel it. So I know this is where we're at. I mean, this is there's real power there.
Yeah, Mama. We only have a couple more minutes left. Do you think you have that prayer about the water by chance available to you?
I might have it. Hold on. You go ahead and talk, and I'll look
for
it. Okay.
Thank you. We have, and to the person that was on our had her hand up.
I know.
I'm sorry.
So many people have their hands up.
I know, and I missed them, and I went to the chat room and so forth. So I said, please tell me in the chat, but I apologize. But Linda, you're a wonderful person, and you're doing a great job. And thank you. Now, is there anything that you'd like to? You know, we've got a couple minutes left here. What would you? You know. One of the questions, you know, I have is, like, how do you know you're talking to your soul or not and not your ego? And is that too big of a question for the last few minutes?
Listen.
Okay.
There's two things. One is, when you are in communication with your own soul, you will feel peace, even if you are urged to take action.
Mm-hmm.
You will have great peace about it. You'll have peace. You'll have serenity. And you will be a blessing to yourself and to others. When you're dealing with your ego, you will be agitated and fearful, a little nervous. You might have some bravado.
Hmm.
And the results won't be so good.
Well.
They really won't. You'll be upsetting. You'll be upsetting to yourself. You'll be upsetting to the people around you. You know, we are known by our fruits. And that's where you want to look. So don't. And the other thing is make notes. What am I... you know, what does it seem like I'm getting here? In the records, the energy moves on the formed word. So as you write things down or say them out loud, the energy moves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brilliant, Linda. So brilliant.
So,
oh my God. Thank you. Just the information is so brilliant, so beautiful. There's such a truth in it, and such a, I don't know, sweet humility to it all. Thank you so much. I don't know where we're at in time, Julie, but
we
did find a prayer if you want to.
Yes. Oh, great. And Linda, please stay in line for this prayer for us, because
that
would be awesome. But yeah, we've got a minute and a half left, so go ahead.
And this is from Dr. Masure Emoto, and he's that researcher that does all this work on water and the crystallization. Yeah, and it just is very sweet. I send the energy of love and gratitude to the water and all living creatures to the Gulf of Mexico and its surroundings, to the whales, dolphins, pelicans, fish, shellfish, plankton, coral, algae, and all living creatures. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And that's the, how simple the prayer is. And it really does, it has that Ho'oponopono feeling to it of, if you guys are familiar with the Ho'oponopono. But Julie, maybe we'll put it up on our blog.
For sure. And I just want to say thank you to the chat room for being part of this great conversation. Thank you so much. And I would like to say, Linda, thank you
for
being here on a stormy evening on a Friday night. And I've totally enjoyed myself, and I'm loving your book.
I love you, Linda. I love you for what you've done for to help people and to show them this information. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And people, get the book or the CDs if you need that kind of help, where you have Linda's sweet voice talking to you. And I don't know how you've got to get Sound True. Sounds True to publish it.
Do you know what? Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
They called me.
Yeah.
No way.
Here's what I said. I said, you know what, God? If you want this done, they're going to have to call me. And I didn't know I meant Sounds True. And you know what? And they called. So I'm like, well, ask and ye shall receive. I don't know. I'm in. Listen, I couldn't make this happen. I couldn't make this happen. But it is. It's like, all right, you know what, God? Listen, this is your work. This is your project. I am here to do your bidding.
Yes.
Give me the strength and courage to take the next right action. And
uh-huh.
That, in my case, was to answer the phone.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So there you have it.
And then you know you're in flow. There you know
you're in flow.
Right.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, thank you. Oh,
story.
I love you guys. And
thank you.
Linda. And
love
we'll
you
talk
too.
Again.
Yes, definitely.
Bye. Yeah, I have another book coming out next year.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, okay. Healing Through the Akashic Records.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Okay,
okay,
so
bye,
next
everyone.
Year. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Cool, Jules. That's so cool. It's awesome.